time is it? Think about how many times a day you ask that question, and then think about all the different ways you can know what time it is. Watches, wall clocks, kitchen appliances, laptops, TVs, and cell phones all tell us what time it is. We check our phone on average close to 350 times a day. While we may be checking to see if we got a text back or someone liked our post, every time we pick up our phone, we see what time it is. Because our days are lived by the clock and the calendar, it matters what time it is. Genesis 1:1 gives us the very first timestamp with the words, "in the beginning." God cares about time. He gave us a spinning earth and sun to measure it. So don't think for a second He doesn't care about every single moment of your life. There's a time for everything. And all month long, I am walking through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. I hope you'll join me, and if you miss a broadcast, you can find them all and more at lifeword.org. Let's look at what it's time for today. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. Everything has a beginning and an end. Walk through a cemetery, and as you read the names and dates, you can't escape that there is a time to be born and a time to die. You have a birthday, and you will have a moment and day you take your last breath. King Solomon, writing this, is contemplating those bookends of life. How are we living each day? Are we making the most of our moments? God set seasons in place for the farmer as well as for us. This life we live and the fruit or bounty of it is found in the days and chapters between the bookends. Understanding who holds it all matters. Solomon's dad, King David, understood this well. Psalm 139, 15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Your life on this earth is no mistake. The time we are given has purpose. There is a time to plant and a time to uproot. A farmer knows just when to plant corn seeds into the ground to get the best harvest. He knows once the growth cycle is done and the corn has been harvested, the dried stalks we maze our way through in the fall will eventually be cut down, roots dug up, and the ground prepared for a new planting. There is a beginning and there is an end to all things. There is a time for it all. Often our perspective on this life and the chapters and events of it are viewed as untimely. But when we look at it through the lens that God holds our moments, our days, and our years, and has a divine plan for it all, that's when we can boldly live out each part of it, knowing it all was for such a time as this. Each chapter complete, and no page left unturned. And when lived for the creator of it all, it is lived with full purpose for His glory and for His time. That's the truth. I understand this life I live will one day, on this side of heaven, come to an end for me. I don't know when or where or how, but I know I'm ready. Jesus has my heart, and I have peace knowing He is writing my story. I'm Lori Klein.